Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ask a Science Teacher by Larry Scheckel is a popular science reference book built around 250 questions about the ordinary world. First published in 2013, it draws on Scheckel's long career as a high school physics and aerospace science teacher and on his experience explaining science to general readers. The book belongs to the accessible science and educational reference category, but its real appeal is broader than that label suggests. Rather than presenting science as a formal sequence of lessons, it treats curiosity as the starting point. Questions about the human body, weather, flight, chemistry, animals, sound, and technology become gateways into core scientific ideas. Scheckel's purpose is not to overwhelm readers with technical detail, but to make reliable explanations understandable without becoming simplistic. The question and answer format also gives the book a casual, inviting structure that supports browsing as well as focused reading. It is designed for readers who want clear explanations of how familiar things work and why common phenomena happen at all. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, everyday curiosity as the engine of science learning. One of the book's most important strengths is its insistence that science begins in ordinary experience. Instead of organizing knowledge around abstract theory alone, Scheckel starts with the kinds of questions people actually ask in daily life. Why do we blink? How do planes stay in the air? Why is the Earth round? And how do microwaves heat food are the sort of practical mysteries that anchor the book. This approach matters because it closes the gap between formal science education and lived reality. Readers are not asked to admire science from a distance. They're invited to see it operating in bodies, kitchens, weather systems, machines, and familiar objects. That structure makes the book especially effective for hesitant learners. People who may feel intimidated by textbooks can enter through curiosity rather than prior knowledge. The question and answer method also mirrors the natural way teaching often happens in classrooms and homes, where a single puzzling observation can lead to deeper understanding. Scheckel treats common questions as worthy of serious explanation, which gives the book its democratic spirit. Science is presented not as a specialized language for experts only, but as a practical way of making sense of the world. In that respect, the book champions curiosity itself as a valuable intellectual habit. Secondly, clear explanations without heavy jargon. A defining feature of Ask a Science Teacher is Larry Scheckel's ability to explain scientific ideas in direct, readable language. Sources consistently describe him as a master explainer, and that reputation rests on his skill in making difficult material understandable without flattening it into trivia. The book is written for readers who want real answers, not just catchy simplifications. That balance is harder to achieve than it seems. Many science books for general audiences either become too technical or too shallow. Scheckel's method avoids both extremes by focusing on plain language, familiar examples, and concise reasoning. This style reflects his background as an award-winning teacher with decades of classroom experience. He understands where confusion usually begins, and he seems to shape explanations around the points where non-specialists are most likely to get stuck. That pedagogical instinct gives the book much of its appeal. Readers can follow the logic of an answer even when the topic touches on physics, chemistry, astronomy, or biology. The importance of this clarity is not merely stylistic. It models scientific communication at its best. When complex ideas are explained well, science feels less like a closed system of expert knowledge and more like a shared human effort to understand reality. The book, therefore, succeeds not only as a source of information, but also as an example of how science can be communicated responsibly and invitingly. Thirdly, a broad survey of science through connected fields. Another major topic in the book is its broad multidisciplinary range. Ask a Science Teacher does not stay within one branch of science. It moves across the human body. Earth science, astronomy, chemistry, physics, technology, zoology, music, and other unusual questions that resist neat categorization. This breadth is central to the book's identity. It reflects the fact that everyday life is not divided into school subjects. A person may wonder about animal behavior in one moment, weather in the next, and sound or machines right after that. Scheckel builds the book around this natural flow of curiosity, rather than around rigid academic boundaries. That wide scope offers two benefits. First, it keeps the reading experience lively. The reader is constantly shifting between kinds of problems, which makes the book easy to browse in short sessions. Second, it reveals that scientific thinking is transferable. The same habits of observation, explanation, and cause and effect reasoning apply across many domains. A question about flight may involve physics, while a question about food or color may involve chemistry and biology. The categories help organize the material, but the overall impression is one of interconnected knowledge. This multidisciplinary design makes the book especially useful as a family reference, classroom supplement, or independent reading choice. It can satisfy specific questions while also encouraging readers to see science as a network of related ways of understanding the world. Fourthly, the influence of a veteran teacher and columnist. The authority of the book comes largely from Larry Shekel's professional background. He taught physics and aerospace science for more than 38 years and also wrote a long-running science column for a local newspaper. Those two roles help explain the tone and structure of the book. A classroom teacher learns how to explain difficult concepts repeatedly to students with different levels of background knowledge. A columnist learns how to answer questions quickly, engagingly, and in ways that connect with public curiosity. Ask a Science teacher clearly carries the marks of both traditions. This matters because the book is not simply a compilation of facts. It reflects a tested educational voice. Shekel seems interested in helping readers understand, not in showcasing expertise for its own sake. His experience with student questions likely shaped the selection of topics and the practical orientation of the answers. The result is a guide that feels grounded in real interactions rather than an abstract content design. His long teaching career also gives the book credibility within its genre. General science collections can sometimes feel assembled from internet-style curiosities, but this one is rooted in years of face-to-face explanation. That background helps explain why readers and reviewers often praise the book for being both approachable and trustworthy. It is the work of someone who has spent decades translating science into language that invites further thought rather than shutting it down. Lastly, useful limits of concise science answers. An important part of evaluating the book is understanding both what it does well and where its format naturally imposes limits. Because Ask a Science Teacher covers 250 questions across many subjects, its answers are necessarily concise. This brevity is a strength when the goal is accessible learning. Readers can pick up the book, satisfy a specific curiosity, and move on without committing to a long chapter or a technical explanation. The format is ideal for casual reading, classroom prompts, family discussion, or sparking ideas for further exploration. At the same time, broad coverage means some topics cannot be explored in great depth. Review commentary suggests that a few readers wanted more detail in certain areas, which is understandable. A single volume that ranges across biology, chemistry, astronomy, and technology cannot function as an advanced text in each domain. The book works best as an entry point rather than a final authority on every issue. There's also value in the author's willingness to acknowledge uncertainty where necessary. Science communication is strongest when it distinguishes between well-supported explanation and unanswered or difficult questions. That restraint makes the book more credible. Instead of pretending that every mystery can be fully resolved in a short answer, it generally aims to clarify what can be known in a sensible way. This balance between confidence and modesty is one reason the book remains useful as a trustworthy general science resource. In conclusion, Ask a Science Teacher is best suited to curious general readers, middle school and high school students, parents, teachers, and adults who want the kind of science explanations they may have missed in formal schooling. It is especially valuable for readers who enjoy dipping into short sections rather than following a long argument from beginning to end. In practical terms, the book can support classroom enrichment, family conversations, independent browsing, and science fair inspiration. Intellectually, it helps readers build confidence in understanding the physical and natural world through accessible but serious explanation. What makes it stand out in the crowded field of popular science is its combination of breadth, teaching experience, and inviting format. Many introductory science books either focus narrowly on one field or rely heavily on spectacle. Shekel's book is different because it treats ordinary questions with respect and answers them in a voice shaped by decades of real teaching. It does not merely entertain curiosity. It gives that curiosity structure and direction. Its greatest achievement is that it makes science feel present in everyday life rather than locked inside laboratories or textbooks. By connecting common experiences to clear reasoning, it lowers the barrier to scientific understanding without insulting the reader's intelligence. That is why it remains a strong choice for anyone who wants a friendly, reliable, and wide-ranging guide to how everyday stuff really works. If you would like to support Larry Shekel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.